And campaigners in the UK are calling for the law surrounding the issue of consent in sexual violence crimes to be toughened up following Grace Mullane's murder. Victim impact statements from Grace's family were read out in court today. And our UK correspondent Holly Hudson is on the line. Hi, Holly.
Hi there.
What's the reaction been from Grace's family to the sentencing?
Well, unsurprisingly, here in the UK, the sentencing has made headline news this morning. Britain's woken up to the news that Grace Mullane's killer's been sentenced to life. But the focus has really been on those really powerful emotional impact statements that were read out by Grace's mum, Gillian, her two brothers, sister-in-law and cousin, from their home in Essex, with a picture of Grace behind them. Essex is a county just outside of London. A lot has been made about the fact that Gillian, in many ways, confronted Grace's killer, saying that she would forever be haunted by the way her best friend had died, and her death had left them broken, even suicidal, words which seemingly seemed to break the killer's demeanour. In terms of how they feel about the sentencing, the family haven't spoken out since, but we have heard from Grace's cousin, who spoke before the sentencing yesterday and said that the judgment wouldn't change anything. It wouldn't bring Hannah back and it won't help them overcome their grief. Asked if this was a big week, the end of the chapter, she said, no, every week is going to be a big week. It's not closure. And Grace was, of course, a graduate from the University of Lincoln. She just started to travel the world when she went on this Tinder date in Auckland. That's very common thing, graduates, girls in their early 20s to do. I myself came to New Zealand aged 22, and I think that's another one of the reasons really that her case, her death has struck such a chord and caused such shock here, because this was a girl from a very normal family, and her death has raised a lot of questions about the safety of online dating. And as you said, it sparked demands for a change in the law here relating to the defence of rough sex.
Yes, the former Solicitor General, Harriet Harman, has been campaigning for this to get the law changed, the defence of rough sex, and that's been hugely controversial in the UK as much as it has been here in New Zealand. What does Harriet want it changed to?
Well, Grace's death has provoked a real sort of outpouring of anger and disgust here, not just because of the horrific circumstances in the way that she lost her life, but because of how her killer tried to explain away her death, insisting that he choked her consensually. And of course, the defence attempted to use details of her personal relationship history and sexual interests to portray the death as an accident. Now, Harriet Harman wants to amend the domestic abuse bill currently going through Parliament to make it the expectation that murder charges are brought against those suspected of killing a person during sex. Campaign groups here in the UK claim there is a rising number of men using the defence of rough sex gone wrong, essentially, to try and get away with murdering women, and they're demanding that that defence be outlawed. There's a group here called We Can't Consent to This, which has collected 59 examples of women killed by men who claim a sex game has gone wrong. Their supporters include The Guardian newspaper here, Women's Magazine, Grazia, and they actually asked Prime Minister Boris Johnson about this proposal, and he said he agreed with Harriet Harman that what he described as the 50 shades defence is unacceptable and will make sure the law is clear on this. So there'll be no doubt repercussions as a result of Grace's case. And her killer was also convicted a week after another case here of a woman, Natalie Connolly, whose partner attempted to reduce his prison sentence using a similar defence, that she incurred 40 separate injuries during rough sex. So there will likely be repercussions as a result of Natalie Connolly and Grace's death, campaigners really stepping up their fights as a result.
Yes, I liked what she told, Harriet Harman told Women's Hour. She said the new version of men being able to blame the woman they killed for her own death is by saying she wanted the violence, and the difficulty is that there were two people there and only one of them gets to speak because he has killed her, and therefore her version of events is not heard. It's very logical, isn't it?
Yes, certainly. I mean, as it stands, if someone kills another person during sexual activity, they could be charged with manslaughter alone. To murder someone, there needs to have been an intention to kill that person or cause grievous bodily harm. So from Harriet Harman's point of view, there are other female MPs here that are now getting on board. Male MPs as well. Mark Garnier, the Conservative MP for the Wye Forest has actually started looking at this issue because the Natalie Connolly case was in his constituency. So it's definitely really raising the issue here, Grace Mullane's case and Natalie Connolly's.
Holly, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's our UK correspondent, Holly Hudson. I'd like to apologise for the quality of that line, but hopefully you got the gist of what was being said there.